Coming up on episode number 908. Well, with almost 1,000 shows in the can, it's about time I get to one of the legends of rock and roll. Surprised I haven't done a show for this guy yet, but with his birthday tomorrow, he's going to be 86 and still touring and still performing live. Mr. Chuck Berry, time to do a Chuck Berry cover story. You're going to hear some great covers of Chuck Berry classics, as well as some hidden cuts and a cover by the man himself, as well as the true definition of a cover. All of this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for
greetings from Coverville for Thursday night. It's Thursday, October 18th, 2012. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville. Tonight, the music of Chuck Berry covers and songs that are covered. Chuck Berry songs that are covered, as well as, like I said, the true definition of a cover. That'll be later on in the show. Let's start things off, though, with a cover by a group called the Toy Dolls. These guys came out in the late 70s, early 80s in the UK, and they were a punk band, but they weren't a punk band in the traditional sense of, like, the Sex Pistols and the Clash and things like that. They kind of leaned a little more towards the humorous side. And speaking of bands that are still together and touring, these guys, 40 years later, are still together, still touring, and still putting music out. Here are the Toy Dolls, as released on their 2009 anthology called We're Mad, but originally on the 1989 album Wakey Wakey. Here's their cover of Chuck Berry's No Particular Place to Go.
Bye. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your lover and a reeling, rock it. And rub it over and move on up now. You'll be coming and a reeling, rock it. Run it over, run it over, paint over. Tell you I got you the news. Whee!
Electric Light Orchestra and the single version of Roll Over Beethoven. There's another version you can get. The actual album version is something like 7.5 to 8 minutes long. So we decided to play the single version today. The Electric Light Orchestra, Roll Over Beethoven. Now the single version you can get on Playlist, the very best of Electric Light Orchestra, which was released in 2008. I think most of the ELO greatest hits albums will have the single version as opposed to the 7.5 minute version. But, hey, if you're a completist like me and you love all things Jeff Lynne, you'll have both. Right before that, Rockpile, from their one and only album, Seconds of Pleasure, which was released in 1980. That is their cover of Oh, What a Thrill. Sounds like Dave Edmunds doing vocals on that one. Dave Edmunds and Nick Lowe sharing duties on that one. As a matter of fact, if you get the bonus version of that album, which has the extra tracks, then you get a I think five songs, five covers of the Everly Brothers sung just with guitar and acoustic guitar, and Dave and Nick doing the vocals. Great, great add-on to that. I think it was originally an EP that came with, or a single, a little 7-inch single that came with the vinyl album of Seconds of Pleasure. Really cool collector's item, too, if you have that one. Route 66, right before that, Chuck Berry covering Nat King Cole, the Nat King Cole Trio. That one from a, well, my version came from an album called Songs for the Car, which features a bunch of songs that if you're driving around with a small child in the car that needs to be entertained, it's songs that won't drive you nuts, like the Barney and the Teletubbies kind of stuff. So check that out. That is Songs for the Car, which came out in 2010, but really there's a bunch of releases that have that Chuck Berry cover of Route 66. Michael Carpenter, right before that, with Sweet Little 16. That is on the very hard-to-find Songs of Other People, Volume 3. You can't find that one on Amazon. You can find 1, 2, 4, and 5, but you can't find number 3 there. You have to go to Michael Carpenter's Bandcamp site and buy it there. Still a digital download, still can get it instantly, and still just about 10 bucks, and absolutely worth every penny of it. Michael Carpenter and his cover of Sweet Little 16. The Toy Dolls, starting us off. UK punk band that straddled the line between punk and humor from their We're Mad anthology album from 2009. That's their cover of No Particular Place to Go. There's something about that rock and roll, that chord progression that is used throughout Chuck Berry's music that is so, it's like going home, you know, it's like soul food. It's just what I needed today, so hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. Let's talk a little bit about Think Geek, because they're the sponsor for this episode of Coverville, or the sponsor for the first half at least, and maybe you want to get your groove on for Halloween and do the uncostume. So you want the costume, but you don't want to actually put something on that obscures your head or covers your clothes or whatever. Got just the thing for you. It's called Mega Stomp Panic, the audio reality costume. Most costumes, you put them on, they're visual, right? The audio reality costume is audio. It's a costume that you hear, you don't see. You can be a giant robot, a rainstorm, a zombie attack, a gigantic monster, an 8-bit gaming hero, whatever. And the way this works is it's a little clip-on thing that clips onto your belt and acts as kind of a pedometer, giving you sound effects as you walk. So as you walk down the street or walk through the party you're at, it's like, you know, if you're a giant robot or a monster or something. You can be a peg leg pirate or even a medieval knight. Medieval night with this. Really, really cool. And it's available right now from Think Geek, Stuff for Smart Masses. Start by going to coverville.com and then click on the link on the right side of the page for Think Geek. That'll take you right to their page and gives me a little bit of kickback. No matter what you buy there, whether you buy this or any of the other great products available right there at Think Geek, Stuff for Smart Masses. Heavy metal is a genre you don't often hear on my show, mostly because it's a genre that I never got into as much when I was younger, when I was growing up in my formative years, learning about music and learning what I like and stuff. However, I can appreciate a good heavy metal cover of a rock and roll classic. Such is the case with Judas Priest and a cover they did of Johnny B. Goode. What's really nice about this is that it kind of mixes it up a little bit with the chord progressions. It takes it in a direction that's a little bit different than the Chuck Berry original or the Michael J. Fox version from Back to the Future. Here is Judas Priest and their cover of Johnny B. Goode.
Yeah. say the joint was rocking, going round and round, yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And they never stopped rocking till the moon went down. Well, it sounds so sweet, I had to take me a chance. Rose out of my seat, I just had to dance. Started moving my feet, oh, the clap of my hands. I said the joint was rocking, going round and round, getting reeler than a rocking, what a crazy sound. And the never stopped rocking, down the moon went down. Suspect. And when the police knocked, those doors flew back. But they kept on rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound.
Stones right there from their album 12 by 5 from 1964 with a cover of Around and Around. David Bowie also did a cover of that song. Look for that one on his Sound and Vision. But what a great tune right there. Originally Chuck Berry, covered there by The Stones. Before that, The Punkles, which if you think of an all-Beatles version of Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, that's kind of like what the Punkles are. They only cover Beatles songs. Well, they only cover songs that the Beatles performed or covered. So in this case, they're covering Chuck Berry. This one comes from their album Punk, which was their take on the Beatles' album Help. Rock and Roll Music right there, covered by the Punkles. Let It Rock by George Thorogood. Yeah, if you heard me say that I was going to play a George Thorogood cover on the Chuck Berry cover story, you're probably going to guess that I was going to use his cover of No Particular Place to Go. But in this case, using his cover of Let It Rock, a little bit more recent, came out on an album last year called 2120 South Michigan Avenue, which is his tribute to the music of Chess Records, which is located on 2120 South Michigan Avenue. It happens to be where Chuck Berry recorded, Carl Perkins, I believe, recorded there, Chess Records, National Institution of Music. And what's funny about that is that on that Rolling Stones album that I pulled Around and Around, they actually have a song called 2120 South Michigan Avenue, and George Thorogood covers it on that album. See how everything comes around? Kind of wild. Johnny B. Good, right before that, by Judas Priest. You'll find that on the gold edition of their Greatest Hits album called The Best of Judas Priest Living After Midnight. Came out in 1998. Make sure you find the gold edition of the album. You're not going to get that Johnny B. Good cover. You're just going to get their Got Another Thing Coming and and classics like that. Let's tell you about another sponsor for Coverville, the second half of the show, sponsored by Bluehost.com. Right now, great thing going on because October is Breast Cancer Research Supporting Month. I'm sure there's a better way of phrasing that, but October is Breast Cancer Awareness. Let's say it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Bluehost is joining forces with the Huntsman Cancer Institute, University of Utah, whereas money that you spend on Bluehost and signing up for their web hosting services, part of that money goes to breast cancer research over at the Huntsman Cancer Institute. It's really, really cool, a great product, a great service, and a great way of supporting a cause. And also, it helps the show out too. So they're not taking away from breast cancer research to do affiliate fees or vice versa. So when you sign up during October for Bluehost hosting, you're actually helping both breasts and Coverville. So do it today. Go to coverville.com and click on the link on the right side of the page and join Bluehost in supporting breast cancer research. Last set of music. And, you know, when you've got these two-minute songs that Chuck Berry is known for, that really all artists at that time were known for, you get through a show like this really quick, especially even if it's got 14 songs like this one does. Let's talk about the true meaning of the word cover. Now, obviously, a cover, as it's pertained to this show for a majority of the 907 episodes prior, is a song that's a remake of an existing released song that was released before it, right? Makes sense. Originally, the term meant that you would cover the market by releasing both a black version and a white version of the same song. You'd release two versions for the two different buying markets. And when they when Chess Records released Maybelline by Chuck Berry, they also released, I'm not sure if it was Chess Records or another company, released a country western white version, so to speak, of the same song. This one recorded by Marty Robbins, more of a rockabilly country version. You'll find this on a collection of music from Marty Robbins called The Essential Marty Robbins. And a great example here, right here, of a cover. Here is Marty Robbins and Maybelline.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Well, as I was motivating over the hill, saw Maybelline in a Coupe de Ville. Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing outrun my V8-4. Cadillac doing about 95, bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Cadillac moved to 104. Ford got hot, wouldn't do no more. Gun got cloudy and began to rain. Tooted my horn for the passing lane. Rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew it was doing my motor some good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Well, the motor cooled down, heat went down, and that's when I heard that highway sound. Cadillac setting like tunnel lid, 110, a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looked like setting still, caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Oh, Maybelline, I don't know why I even bothered to fool with you. I don't.
gonna ask you to change your ways, but you done started back doing the same old thing you used to doing.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see the Pierre did truly love his mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame are round the chapel bell.
C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
They furnished up an apartment with a two-room robot sink. The colorator was crammed with TV dinners and a ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. That's when
c'est la vie, c'est the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
Like your real daddy was a brown-eyed handsome man. there wasn't nobody home. Hit a high fly into the stands. He rounded third, he was headed for home. He was a brown-eyed handsome man like Henry Aaron. He was a brown-eyed handsome man. He was a brown-eyed handsome man. Don't you know he was a brown-eyed. He was arrested on charges of unemployment. He was standing at the witness stand. The judge's wife, she told the district attorney, you better free that brown-eyed man. You want your job, you better free that brown-eyed.
Shouted to the driver, hey conductor, you must slow down. I think I see a bleed, let me off this bus. Baby, honey, is that you? Oh, baby, honey, is that you? Seem like every time I see you, darling, you got something else to do. I caught her from the corner when she turned and double.
Trying to reach another number, come on. Since I've been without you, come on. I'm steady thinking about you, come on. The phone sounds like thunder. There's some stupid jerk trying to reach another number. Last saw you, baby. I really wanna see
I don't mean maybe. I'm doing everything, I'm trying to make you see that I belong to you, honey, and you belong to me. So come on, I wanna see you, baby. Come on, and I don't mean maybe. Come on, I'm trying to make you see that I belong to you, honey, and you belong to me. So come on.
Dick Brave and the Backbeats, a German cover artist who does rockabilly stuff just like that. That is Come On from his 2011 album Rock and Roll Therapy, Dick Brave and the Backbeats. Before that, the James Boys with their cover of Nadine from 2008 album A Really Good Rocker. Lyle Lovett, right before that, from his brand new album Release Me, a cover of Chuck Berry's Brown-Eyed Handsome Man. Texas Lightning. Right before that. Now, Texas Lightning is a very strange amalgamation. Australian lead vocalist, Jane Comerford, backed by four German instrumentalists doing country music. It's a, you know, spin the wheel and see which three things you land on right there. As a matter of fact, they won the Eurovision contest for Germany one year for one of the only non-cover songs on that first album. As a matter of fact, the album that this came from, Meanwhile Back at the Ranch, represented Germany or won for Germany, but didn't end up winning the entire Eurovision contest. And we start off the set with Maybelline by Marty Robbins, the version that came out less than a month after the Chuck Berry original to cover the market. That's Marty Robbins and his cover of Maybelline. With that, we're going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to email me, coverville@gmail.com. No. I keep wanting to do that. It's requests@coverville.com is the email address you're going to want to use. That goes into a separate area that I can monitor and maintain without having it go into everything else. Requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. Call me. That number hasn't changed. 206-222-COVER, or you can visit coverville.com. It's your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Make sure to check that place out. Archive DVDs are now starting to ship, as well as citizenship packages. Tina and I are able to get 50 to 70 of those out a week. So you may, if you are a Coverville citizen, hang in there. We're getting them out and getting them together as quickly as possible. So your patience, as always, makes me happy. We'll be back on Tuesday with another edition of Coverville. I think it's going to be, I've gotten so much feedback from you listeners about the songs, covers that feature a cameo by the original artist, that it's time to do a whole show on that. So awesome. Thank you for submitting those. If you have more ideas for those, again, requests@coverville.com is where you want to send those. But got lots of stuff for that. So got a whole show coming. Be there for that. That'll be Tuesday. Until then, this is Brandon Bitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, CacheFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Gotta say that with some boom in the voice, Frog Pants. Check it out by going to frogpants.com. You'll find a whole bunch of podcasts in there. So good, the music won't never stop. We'll be right back.
podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.